makes no sense for us in Chutz La'aretz. The Shushan Purim is nothing for us. So you can understand it two ways. You can understand that the reason is because Kapishmaya Galiyat is a certain Kedusha to the day. This is a certain Kedusha to the day. So even though for us it's not a Yom Tif, but the day Be'etim has a Kedusha, so you have Simcha, you don't say Tachos. Or it could be that since Achenu B'nai Yisrael and Yerushalayim are celebrating, so we want to connect to them, we want to have a connection to them. So since they're celebrating, we also call it a Yom Simcha. I'll be in Afkamina for two reasons. Afkamina would be a Purim Shulish, which is not the Etzem, a Day of Kedusha, but it's because in the calendar it's not a Day of Kedusha, but Lamaisa, that being Misameach. So I just wonder if we can come up with some more Afkamina, maybe some Rayas, which way is right. But that's what it would do. Shushan Purim Katan. And then I'm celebrating. So Taraya, no, but they also don't say Tachnun. They don't say Tachnun Shushan Purim Katan. We have Simcha for them of some sort, whatever Purim Katan is. So, it's all right.
But Mincha Purim, it's over.
When? Today, Mincha?
I'm saying in Eretz Yisrael, it's over. So we
what do you mean it's over? They're going to be drunk till through the night tonight.
It's not Purim Katan.
Why, they eat a Suda today, so Suda could go till
1 o'clock. It's like Passover, another day.
It's not a halacha. They could eat the Suda till Shkia.
Yeah, right.
If they want. All right, we turn our attention to Pesach. Okay, the issue we're going to deal with today, in part, Kafna and Beis of Beis, is the issue of Pasha Ipsha. Chaber here says, certainly it would be a chiddush to most people, Pas Atma She Ipsha V'Nifsala Melecho El Hakelev. If you have bread, real bread, and it's Nifsala Me'achilas Kelev, it's no longer Royal Achilas Kelev. Malugma shenisrucha, or malugma is some type of a woman's makeup of some sort. Malay guma, it's a type of a either a woman's thing or a medicinal thing. It's something that you apply to a tachbaishes. It's a suya mekemach uteinim. So that also, if it's not roi lachilas kela, the inechayev levar. So here we have in the Mechaber Beferish that if you have something that's spoiled until it's not Roy Lachimas Kelev, you're not Chayav Levar. Now, I don't know how spoiled bread has to be that dogs wouldn't eat it. It's very difficult to know because I don't have any practice with dogs. And I suspect that the dogs in New York are spoiled because they get fed all kinds of good food. I don't know if that's what it means. Ain't Roy Lachimas Kelev. The idea is that Kelevim eat a lot of things. But at any rate, that's the rule here, that it's not really lachilas kelev. It's mutter what? Einachayv levar. It's mutter to keep it. The question is, why do you need ein roi lachilas? The rule is, generally, that as long as it's not roi la'adam, it's mutter. We're not in Pasuk. The Pasuk says by the Vela, it's by the Vela, l'gershem b'sharecha t'dena, Vahala, you should give it to the ger. So the ger meaning ger taishav, a non-Jew. So we learn from there, haroi lager, something that's roi for a person to eat, is aser b'achila. So it's ein roi lager, is mutar b'achila. So l'chayre, the whole thing should be totally in achilas adam, not in achilas kolavim. So why is this different? So the reason that the Rishonim give that chavetz is different is because the Torah asks us sa'ar. Sa'ar is a sourdough, which is not roi l'achilas adam. But the Gemara says, roi l'chameya by kama isais. Sa'ar is a sourdough. The way dough works, the reason dough rises is because there's an organism in the dough which multiplies. The reason it becomes sour, if you ever leave a challah dough too long, it becomes sour, is because it multiplies too much. the organism multiplies too much. You have to just put it in the oven, and the heat of the oven kills the kills that organism, which causes the which causes the rising, which causes the chimutz. When you want to make sourdough, dough with which you're going to make other things, you take flour and water, you mix it, there's no yeast, it's not going to rise. So what you can do is either buy yeast, or you don't have to buy yeast. What you can do is you buy one yeast, you make one dough, leave it a long time, it should turn sour, then you take a small piece of that dough, you treat it as yeast, and you put it into the whatever other doughs that you want to make. A yeast is basically an organism. Just the organism has to grow on something, has to eat something. So yeast is grown on different things. What's interesting is that in the United States, yeast is not chametz. Even though the Torah says sa'ar, and some translate it yeast, some translate sourdough, yeast, when you buy a pack of yeast in the store, now it's not chametz because they grow these organisms not on chitim. They grow them on corn, they grow them on other things, which are, for whatever reason, that they do it. So our yeast isn't even chametz. It's a funny thing, right? The apple juice is shadow chametz, and the yeast is not. But that's the way it is. So since it's roi l'chavei, but kama yisais, even though something is not roi l'chavei, on them, you see that the Torah asserts asid chametz, even if it comes nifsal, me'achil asadam. And therefore, until it becomes nifsal ve'achilas kelev, it's considered to be mutter. It's considered to be osur.
Is sourdough effective as yeast?
I could imagine you have to know how to use it, how much to put in. I mean, try to think of tell your wife how to save a few dollars. I guess you have to know how much to put in, how long to let it rise. I don't know, but it's the same organism inside. Now, that's the reason that you need eidaroy ve'achilas kelev. Here on Pesach. Now, there's a tshuva that Rabbi Yehuda, Yerodei Tshuva Lamed Zayin, and the Chazanish agrees with him. Sounds like a very big Chiddush. He says that this is only true of things that in fact could be Mechabei al Kabe Isis. So in fact could be used as a sourdough. So if it can't be used as a sourdough, it doesn't apply. Now that would mean that in practical terms, most of our things would be totally roi l'achilas adam, and only things that originally had this yeast organism in it would have a din of ein roi l'achilas kelev. Now, when I learned that I had the kasha hashepsha, once you bake bread, it's not a sourdough anymore. It can't be mechamei ha'isis anymore. Once you bake it, it can't do anything. So I didn't really understand the Dei Yehuda until I saw the Chazanish says the same thing. I thought the Dei Yehuda is a Das Yachid and Shari Tshuva doesn't even bring it down. So I don't know, it may be that it had to be something which at least at one point was Roy L'Chamei HaYisais. It became, it didn't really become sour, a normal challah. It's not Roy L'Chil HaSadam. A challah dough is not Roy L'Chil HaSadam. People don't eat dough. It's chametz. At that point it became chametz and it's roil chamei v'kamis. That is a mister, even if you bake it. These ain't a roil chilas kelev. You just take flour and water. You know, they always tell the boys in yeshiva that if they wouldn't bake it in 18 minutes, the matzah would rise. It's not physically really true. The matzah wouldn't rise. The matzah would become chametz, whatever the scientific definition of chametz is. It wouldn't rise and become a bread, because it doesn't have any yeast in it, it's just flour and water. So the idea that it'll be menafeach, that it'll blow up, is not true. That it'll become chametz, that's true. Whatever the exact definition of chametz is, the Gemara says the siman of chametz is not rising. The Gemara says cracks in the... What? Svaridim could have a thicker matzah. I don't know if they actually have it. The Temanim maybe. They say that. There's nothing wrong with a thicker matzah as long as you mix flour and water and you bake it within 18 minutes. They do it in the 18 minutes. Because they use a lot of dough. Yes, they use a lot of dough. That's what I think. It doesn't rise. Yeah. They heat up what?
They beat it up so that the dough is lighter. So that when it bakes, it's not like a rock.
They beat it. They get air into it.
The salt inside. And they have a special paper. They can't tell. That's what they call them,
Kazayis. They're called a Chaladayis. Did you ever see these things?
What?
Did you ever see one? I'd be interested to see one. Okay. Anyway, my wife wouldn't let her into the house. Anyway, so this is the halacha that Pasha Ipsha is Toyin Achilas Kelev and not Achilas Adamiya.
Serious question, would you let it into the house?
My midrash Yisrael is that not to use the Gmatzis Nachinami. Is there Rav Gamliel used? The Mishnah says Rav Gamliel had had the Gmatzis. The Mishnah says. Do you know that for certain?
I'm
not so certain. I don't know.
Certainly
the time of Rav Gamliel. No, the Mishnah says it's a chiddush. It's even a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there if it's talking about chametz. The Mishnah says that Rav Gamliel made it says three things my father used to do. And one of them is he made thick matzahs. Now Chukas Rashi Taisus is a piece of Pesach, or it means in Hilchus Yomtiv that he made big challahs, even though the leftovers wouldn't be used on Yomtiv. He's talking about Sukkot Ashur. It's even Machlokes is what's talking about.
How is Hilchus Kairos?
That's the same way we do it.
That's
Karifa? Karifa
means rolling it up or bending it over.
Just
that it explodes all over the table. That's not Karifa.
Maybe he soaked it a little, made it a brach, and was soft. Okay, at any rate, what?
It
was thicker in the time of.
The
mean the title, like the title. Hey, it was thicker. It's a tip in the pot. Right. They do it. They cooked it in a pot and it was chametz. It was matzah. So.
It wasn't brittle.
What?
It wasn't brittle. The rikikim were brittle. The others were not.
Okay. Yeah, they bent it during the baking, though. They didn't bend it after the baking. They didn't bend it after the baking into the shape. Because they made the shape when it was dough. No. You can do it. You can take a matzah, put it into any shape you want, and it'll bake and become brittle in that shape. If you want, it's first Yisrael in the Hakdamah to Kachim. Gives directions for baking. I don't know how he knew, but gives directions for baking to lechem upon him. My father, Lashava, used to tell him, we're Levian, and he's a baker, so we should try it. And somehow it never came to it. But he says you bake it a little, and then you bend it. That's the way he described it. They didn't tell anybody.
Right.
Small market, thank you. It also has to stay fresh for a week. I don't know if that's so too. Okay, the question becomes, what about achila? It says here, if it's not roi l'achilas kelev, it's muta l'kaimoy, it's tzarek levar, l'chayim levar. What about keeping it? Are you allowed to keep in your house something that's a sapish? Now, before I have to point out Magen Avraham Gimel, because the whole discussion, Magen Avraham Gimel, she'ipsha, if it was Roy Lachimel when Pesach began, there was a Chia Beer, so becoming spoiled later is not a heter. That's the Magen Avraham holds. So that's our Hakdamah, that our discussion today is all before Pesach, not on Pesach. On Pesach, it would be a different set of rules. So the question is, are you allowed to eat it? Avada, the Pashtus of the Lashon is Eina Chayav Levayer, is that Asa Bachila. The machlok is the Ran and the Rosh. The Ran holds that it's mutter b'achila as well. That's something that's not roi l'achilas kelev, even if it's chametz, you're allowed to eat it. There's no shayla. According to him, certainly there'd be no shayla in any. I should say no shayla in the medicines. If the ingredients are not roi l'achilas kelev, then there would be a heter. The Rosh introduces a concept. It's based on a Gemara, but it's known as the Rosh, that's called Achshavei. Achshavei, it's a basic concept which you have in Siman Kuf Gimel and Yoredeya, which is that if you take something that's not roi l'achila, and you take it and you eat it, so you're an Achshavei, you're considering it roi l'achila. And you're considering it roi l'achila, therefore, it's Aser. Achshavei itself renders it back to be an achila. That's the chiddush of the Rush. He says, "Afagav to batla daita etzal kol adam." Even though we should say batla daita, as we say generally in Shas, mekabaket even the achalei aser. Still, since he's eating it, it's aser. The Taz in page and Sipkat and Tess brings the Rush. He says, "What do you mean batla daita etzal kol adam? It's batla daita kol adam." The Taz is later. The Taz says that it's a din. I believe it's in Tess. He says that it's a din derabanan. This actually, where it should be butla daita kol adam, is a din derabanan. And but akapanim, it doesn't matter. The Rush answers. So since the Rush answers, we have an issa now of something that's not really lachilas kelev. That it's even though it's mutter behanoa, Gemara says mutter behanoa, and it's mutter lekaimai. But eating it is aser al tachshavei.
So let's say always tachshavei. I mean, why?
Tachshavei don't leave your machshavei.
Yeah, no, I know that. But Satav is saying, but that is kalada, but shari surim. Yeah, I mean, because
okay, so I have to explain the idea of tachshavei, and basically this explains. As soon as I finish telling you the following, which is in three places, except Sefer, the Igros Maisha, the Chazon Ish, all three. Come to the following conclusion. You're going to ask me why we need all the medicine lists, Rabbi Blumenkranz's list and the CRC list and all the other lists that are published. And I'll have to explain that after, because the kash is a very good kash. Well, why do we need the list? But first I'll explain Akshavei. The Kar of Akshavei, I didn't say we don't need it, you have to listen to the end. The Kar of Akshavei is Simen Kufnun Hay in Yaradeya, the Dinam of Achayla, and there the Ramah says that if someone is sick, Mutta listrive sheretz ulaich lele refuah. If it's necessary, you're allowed to burn a sheretz, something which is asa b'achila, some type of a creature, which is treif, and you burn it, and you eat. He eats the burnt sheretz, and b'makim chayli, it says that's mutter. Why? Because once you burn it, it's not roi l'achila. And remember, shari surim is ain't roi l'achila t'ada. So it's burnt. It's ain't a roi l'achila sodom. So the Michas Yaakov, yes, the kasha. Michas Yaakov Yeredeya is the same author as the Chok Yaakov here. I'm sorry, Hilchus Pesach. Michas Yaakov says, what do you mean? Why do you need to be sick to eat it? Even if someone is well, if it's nifsa machila sodom, meshari surim, it's mutter to eat it. So why does it say that somebody who's sick is allowed to eat it? Even someone who's well shouldn't be allowed to eat a burnt sheretz. And that's the question. Ibn Yamin, a well person is allowed to eat a burnt sheretz. You ever wanted to eat a burnt sheretz? Rabbi asked you what you learned when you were home today. Tell him, can eat burnt sheretz. Well, at least the Michas Yaakov holds you can eat burnt sheretz. Okay. But the, give it to your sister. The Yad Avram, though, it's at the test. The Yad Avram, what?
Healthy person on Tachshavei, but sick one is not. No, why? Why a healthy person?
The Yad Avram, the Agoy says, and again, will the place condemn this on? What do you mean? It's achshavei. You burn a sheretz, you eat it. It's achshavei. You made it into an achila. If it's achshavei, it's us. There's a vaita. How could a chayla eat it? So at the Yad Avram, achshavei is only if you consider it a food. You consider it a food. The whole world doesn't consider it a food. It tastes terrible. Nobody would eat it. But you have people who eat it. There are some people who, for whatever reason, they like it. So they're achshavei. For them, it's considered an achil. When a person is sick and he takes it, that's not achshavei. He's not considering it an oichel. He thinks it's disgusting. He thinks it's terrible. Why is he taking it? He's ill and he has to take medicine, even though it tastes terrible. So Yad Avram, achshavei, not a rule that anything that's not achil is kelev, you're allowed to eat across the board. No. It's to eat anything if you're eating it. No. It's only the case where a person is achshavei l'achila, memela. The same thing here. When you have on Pesach things, we'll talk first nifsal me'achilas kelev, because that's our sugya. You have things which are nifsal me'achilas kelev before Pesach, and they're mixed into a medication. There's no achshavei. When a person takes it, he's not saying that for me this is a food. He has to take it because he's not well. He's not interested in taking it. If he'd be well, he wouldn't need it. So therefore, any medication which has in it ingredients that were nifsal me'achilas kelev before Pesach are certainly mutter. We'll get to this alechilas adam soon. This is not the end of the kulis, but this is certain. Now, this alechilas kelev, the medication that was mixed before Pesach, you're allowed to eat it. There's no achshavei. There are other nafkaminis. It says later that you're allowed to use ink. That's chametz. I don't think we have ink that's chametz or glue. Glue that's chametz. Glue that's chametz is not, doesn't have the chametz. You don't have to be mevayered. Could you eat it? I don't know why would you want to eat it, but eating it is achshavei. However, the Pesachim are going to say that you're allowed to write with a pen that has chametz thick ink, even though it's a chashash, you'll stick the kumis, the pen, into your mouth when you think. See, they did it in those days too. Even though the chashash you put in your mouth, maybe some ink will get onto your hands, into your mouth, a pen into your mouth. It doesn't matter, because since the ink is nifsal me'achilas kelev, there's no achshavei, even though you'll end up eating it, swallowing it. But there's no achshavei, and memela, there's no... but there's no way to
when the third was not the
when the Torah was makel on things that are not ra'i l'gai, I mean, I know, so the Torah says that in our Torah it's totally mutter. Ashavei is the takana derabanan, because since you're making it into an eichel for yourself, so there's an ashavei. I mean, yeah.
What kind of chavi are you talking about?
A chol she'ein boi sakana. She'ein boi sakana. The heter applies to even a chol she'ein boi sakana. There's no way to bechlau. That's what
it says. Yes, boi sakana. Did I have comments?
Everything's about that, of course. I believe so. I thought this was a cotton test. Ches? Yeah, it's ches. I'm sorry. Taz Ches, if you look on the next page in the bottom line of the Taz. Aba Bechila Asa, Aba Gat Nirai Lechila, Bekom Ke Iyu Asherei Bechila, Kekos of Arash, Nira Lididei, Devadei Ein Chiyuv Dei Raisa Bezeh. Dob Yom Kippurim, Ochal Achila Sheinu Ruyah Potter. It's right from Hilchas Yom Kippurim. The Ochal Achila Sheinu Ruyah is Potter. So this goes, it's Taz Ches, okay, the bottom line of the next page. Shulchan Aruch deals with the halacha. Who in their right mind? I met people do a lot of things that in their right mind. No, anyway, the kasha is this. The kasha that the Nechus Yaakov is asking is if the Shulchan Aruch has a need to write Sheretz Shenisraf Mutter, why does it say Lerafua? It should just say Sheretz Shenisraf Mutter. Who in their right mind would do it? It's a good kasha. You know, some people eat broccoli too. I don't understand it. People have different tastes. Ein by sakana. Kosher ein by sakana. Broccoli, yes. Okay. So first of all, there's another nafkamina. There's another nafkamina where Moshe writes, based on this, that if you would have Pasha Ipsha, you would have something that's not really lachila. Let's say it's a medication that has chametz in it. Let's say it's not really lachila's keller. And it fell into a pot of food on paper. It fell in enough to be nice and tam even. It wouldn't answer. Why? There's no ashavei. If you have a pot of chicken soup and some chametz Ipsha falls in, then even though we pass like the Rosh and now let eat chametz Ipsha, that's because of ashavei. But let's say you would have a situation where it fell in, it wasn't your intention, it wasn't your plan. So that would also be mutter. It's actually Chaf Yaakov a little later. He's going to say the same thing. Ramesha brings it lalacha. Ramesha also has another separate shuva, not on Pesach. He talks about dishwashing soap. He says dishwashing soap doesn't need a hershen because dishwashing soap is not roi lachila kelev even, and so therefore it doesn't need a hershen. Ah, it's achshavei, you're putting it on your plate. So it's the same thing. You're not achshavei la'eichel. You're not making it an eichel. Adarabah, you're going to rinse it off. If you leave the soap in when you cook, it's going to be a taste. You're rinsing off the soap. So Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that dishwashing liquid doesn't need a hechsher because there's no achshavei, even for Pesach. As long as it was made before Pesach, which is okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to get to that in a minute. That's why I said it, so I'm going in two steps. This is the Yisayid of Ashavei, the Rosh is Yisayid. there's a Chavis Das in the beginning of Kuf Gimel Sukkot Nalef that has a nice Tikkun Torah Nachshavei, but I don't think it's something to get to Pesach, so we're going to leave it at that. Now, right away, the question is, before we go any further, what about medication? There is a Truma Nigris Moshe that has a Chumrah Megabe one type of medication. Not a solid, but a liquid. A liquid medication which has alcohol, denatured alcohol in it. Now, alcohol, as you know, there's a tax on all drinkable alcohol. In the United States, there's a very high tax on schnapps. When alcohol is brought into the United States or manufactured, in order to escape the tax when they make the alcohol, is what they call denatured alcohol, which means the alcohol is the peg of the alcohol shouldn't be royal shtia, it shouldn't taste good, and then there's no tax on the alcohol. The SM, the alcohol wouldn't have to be, could be just as good as any of the alcohols in the schnapps, but they deliberately, they do it however they're peg of it, they put something into it, they're peg of it, and then that's the alcohol that they use in the liquid medications that have alcohol. Today, alcohol-free is a big thing, but there's still many medications that have alcohol. Rav Moshe writes a chiddush. He writes that even though the alcohol is not roi l'achila, but it just needs a tikkun ktsas. All it needs is a small amount of tikkun to make it roi l'achila. I remember reading that during the Vietnam War, the soldiers of Vietnam, they didn't give them schnapps. So they poured Vitalis, remember Vitalis?
Oh.
They poured it through bread, and apparently it has alcohol in it, and the bread separated whatever's piking it, and they drank whatever came out. They were desperate enough for... I had Russian people tell me that in Russia they drink everything with alcohol in it. They don't, they've got alcohol, they drink it. So, it gives them the high whether it tastes good or doesn't taste good. So Ramosha's chiddush, the truth is that Ramosha, the Hatzvi, has the same chiddush, about the same thing. And he says that if it's roi, b'tikkun ktsas, a small amount of tikkun is good, then it's not considered nifsal, and it's considered, even by Asher Husham, it's considered roi l'achila, and it's also on Pesach.
I don't think they use the denatured alcohol in anything that's made for consumption, like liquid medicine. I think it's only for cosmetics.
I can't answer you. I can only tell you what it says in the truth.
It's made not to be drinkable.
Marabaka Mani Lach, I'll tell you what it says in the Hatzvi and what it says in the Igus Maisha. So I think this is the reason that the alcohol problems generally are considered to be alcohol problems. You have to be a Metzias, you have to be involved. We have a Stiz Rabbi Yair Sefer, he has a whole thing on the denatured alcohol. I think he says not like you, I think he says that it is denatured. Anyway, at any rate, so this is a chumra for liquid medication, for solid medication. The only reason in the world to be machmir is because you're worried that it's roi l'achilas kelev. Now, something that's totally tasteless, that's not considered roi l'achilas kelev, because the kelev is hungry enough to eat a piece of wood, doesn't mean anything. So that's totally tasteless. It's certainly bitter. If anybody ever bit into an aspirin, an unflavored aspirin, it's very bitter. Not roi l'achilas kelev. So be'etzem it's mutter. Now, before I get to the next part of our discussion, the question is, why all the list? Why all the list? The truth is that on Pesach, Klal Yisrael has new chumris in every generation. It was that way. If you look through every century, there were new chumris that Klal Yisrael was nayik. It's a halacha psuka, certainly for Bnei Ashkenaz, that chametz that's potel b'shishim before Pesach is mutter on Pesach. It's ein echayzev v'nir. That, let's say apple juice. We buy apple juice only with a Pesach tikka hechsher. You don't really have to. Even though they might put in the wheat chaff to separate the gook, whatever the pieces of apple, they strain it. Now, it's not a 60th, it's certainly bottle b'shishim. And therefore, really, api halacha, apple juice doesn't need a hechsher. Even though we know that wheat chaff was put into it, as long as it was done before Pesach. If it's done on Pesach chametz is b'mashu. Before Pesach, chametz is bottle b'shishim. And it's Einachayz of Anir. So really, it's mutter. Today, none of the Hechsherim rely on this Heter, which is a halacha psulka in Shulchan Aruch. Like I said, for the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Machaber brings two shittas on the topic. But for the Ramah, Magen Avraham, the Chayyad, the Mishnah Berurah, they're all makel straight out. And Afal Pi Kein, we are with Machmir. I suspect that a lot of the issues with the medication, who made this gezeira? I don't know. Like the people who printed the books made the gezeira. But I suspect that that's behind it. It could also be that people are misopic. Is it really not right? Lachimus Akela? Not right? Is it right? Who knows? Someone told me that he years ago, David Garfival come. Garfival come talked about toothpaste. Someone like said out loud something to the effect, toothpaste, not right? Lachimus Akela. So this person, he thought it was a bazillion. So he went. He took toothpaste and he fed it to a caliph. And the caliph ate the toothpaste. Toothpaste tastes very good. I have kids who like it.
You could have the dog, you could put a moment all over it. Yeah. The next moment.
The dog?
The cat were all over.
Can't eat it anyway. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. Roy Lachir's caliph. If ammonia is Roy Lachir's caliph, we'd be in a lot of trouble. We use ammonia to be poisoned things all the time. Okay, what he meant to say is that Roy Lachir's caliph is a chiddush. Okay, anyway, this is the first part of today's... what? So again, it's only because the Torah asks the Tsar. The Tsar is why L'chavei by Isai. That's why it's called L'chavei.
You mean the Tsar is only that can that make some comments?
The Yehuda says it's mutter. I don't know if the Achayel came. The Yehuda says it's Chiddush. I saw that Chazal Yish says the same thing. I don't know if everyone agrees to it. I don't know. With all the books and everything, I don't think anybody tried. And I can tell you that somebody has zero taste, it's really not right, Lachilas Kelly. And if it's bitter, I can't imagine that's real. But we're not done yet, because this is only half the story. This is only half of it. Look into Sif Dalet, if you don't mind. Davar shen is arev by chamis, ve'enoi meichel adam klau, vay she'enoi meichel kol adam, kagena triako ki yitzibay, whatever that is. Afa pisha muta lekaymai. Here he's talking about ve'elachil as adam all of a sudden. Davar shen is arev by chamis, ve'enoi meichel adam, vay she'enoi meichel kol adam, kagena triako ki yitzibay. Afa pisha muta lekaymai. So here he says that it's not roi lechilas adam, you're allowed to keep it. But also la'ichloi ad achar ha-Pesach, afu pishayim b'yim ad ha-chomet ala kolshu, harizeh also la'ichloi. So here he says that chomet ha-sifsal me'achilas adam, you're allowed to keep on Pesach, and you're not allowed to eat it. Why are you not allowed to eat it? What's the problem? So it says, this is looking at Ram. I think it's the Magen Avraham. We have a year from the Shabura. Asa lo ichlai, afshein aray lachila. Mekamakim, kivin du achlai achshadei. What does it say here in the Shabura? It says, now aray lachila, so Adam is really mutter. But if you're going to eat it, achshadei, you made it chashuv. So therefore, it's asati. But inshallah, we just learned Sif Beis, exactly the same shtickle tyrant. We learned, now aray lachila, kelev, you'll have to keep it. If you eat it anyway, it's achshadei. And medicine is different. That's all by Ein Roi Lachilas Kelev. Here at Sif Dalet, it says exactly the same thing by Ein Roi Lachilas Adam. So some if not Roi Lachilas Adam has the same rules of Akshavei.
What happened over here? What was not Roi Lachilas? The Chomet that fell in or the food that fell in?
Okay. The Chilek here, and that's the answer. The Chilek here is really a Rashba and a Rav. And it's really a Rashba and a Ran in Siman Kuf Gimel, back in Yerida. The truth is, in the yeshiva felt it's called the Reb Chaim, even though it's a Rashba and a Ran. But there's a Reb Chaim in the Gracha la Rambam, who answers a stira to Rambam, with the aside, there are two types of Pogu, and the truth is you're saying the Rashba is the aside. What is his aside? There are two types of Pogu. One thing is when you eat something be'en. When you eat it, the way it is, you have a piece of bread. It's spoiled. Is it mutter to keep it? Is it not mutter? So that is totally in one set of dinim of pogum. You have the isur itself. Rav Dafka, Kuf Gimel is talking about other things. Not talking about bread, but with other isurim. It becomes spoiled. That's one set of rules. There's a second set of rules, which is the tarubis. I'll explain the difference. Are you allowed to eat a fly? Zvov, you're not a Zvov. Does the zvuch taste good?
But it mixes in with it.
It tastes terrible. How do I know?
There's
a Shulchan Aruch who's in it. It tastes terrible. Why don't taste good? Now, why is it aser? I start with Achilas Gair. Right? But we say it about Achilas Adam is a heter. So if you listen to Mikluf Gimel, it says that Apapi came aser a Torah. That's the Lashon. It's Taka Pogel, but the Torah asked the Feirish eating these things. Apapi came aser a Torah. So therefore, a Zvuv is Mus. A Zvuv is
Mus.
Let's say a Zvuv fell into a Sukkah. That's usually the Shishim Kenegah, the Zvuv. But let's say there's no Shishim Kenegah, the Zvuv. Does it asin? Now the Zvuv you're going to take out and throw away. But does the Zvuv asin? Now that depends. If it's nice to Talmud Shmach in the soup, but nice to Talmud Gam. If it's nice to Talmud Gam in the soup, then the soup is mutter. What do you mean? We just said Apo became us for Torah. We said Zvuv is no heter, nice to Talmud Gam. So the Rash, but there are two dinas. There's one din of Pogum, which is bad, which is totally in the pasuk of Roy Lager. Lager Shemesher Echatech Lev. When it's Be'en, in order for it to become mutter, it has to be not Roy Lachilas Adam. When it's Be'en, and on Pesach, it has to be not Roy Lachilas Chametz to the extent that we discussed. Lachilas Kela, to the extent that we discussed. But when it's in the Taruvis, 1 minute. When something falls into Taruvis, why is it Osir? Why is it Osir? Tam Kir, a bit of a ride. Why is it bottom? Because the Torah said, Tam Kir, it's nothing to do with the gear. The Torah said, nice and Tam, Asr. If something gives a taste, it answers Tam Kir Iker. We learn that of a couple of places in the Torah, Mishra. We learn out that nice and Tam of Gam, if it gives a taste, it's also Asr. Nice and Tam Lishvach, I mean. That is Tam Kir Iker, if it's nice and Tam, the Rajba learns that two totally separate demons. One has nothing to do with the other. Val Raya. This Raya is actually in the Ran. He brings a Raya. If you have a Keli, Eina Ben Yainai. You have a tray of pot that wasn't used in 24 hours. You cook food in it. It doesn't answer. Why? A bliya is pump. What do you mean? The food I cooked. The food I cooked in the pot is Roy Lachila Sada. I wasn't piking it to make it any oil again. So what are you talking about? What does it mean that it's that's what the Teres is, because Tom Kicker only answers in a case. You know, just the sink in the air, I suppose. Yeah, it's a from dancing too late last night. The sorry. Okay. The Tom Kicker is a separate thing. As long as it's not Roy, as long as it's not Mishabeach, it's Mutter. That's the side of the Rajma. And therefore he says.
Thank you very much.
What?
The kitchen sink.
Yeah. What?
The kitchen sink, right?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. So there are two separate sets of dinim. There's one set of dinim for Roy Be'en, and there's one set of dinim for. For Taruvis. Dafkanida, that says in the Paiskin, that if you have something that's pogum, and it's chayzer or b'shabayach, something which got ruined, and then it gets better again. And we had this riddle, how could you have two foods that are mutter each, and when you mix them together, it becomes asr and abbas b'chalas. So there's a hagod, the Shulchan Aruch, and that's Tam of Gam. Because if one food is not edible because it's too salty, and the other food, whatever the echetim is, is not edible because there's no salt, and salt will make it edible, you mix the two together, so then it's pogum and it's mishabeach, it becomes us. This din of pogum, chayzer mishabeach, I believe this is the Chavis Da'as in Kuf Gimel Alef. He says that's all if it's roi leger. It's just pogum in the teruvim, but it's roi leger. Once something comes in a royal gear, it's a heter gabor. It's a heter. And then, even if you chayzer mishabeach it, that's the first heter. The first heter is, even be'en, if it's not royal gear, by shari surim, it's mutter. So, any royal gear is an out and out heter, becomes heter. The second din is the din of Tam Keker. Tam Keker depends on the Metzias. If it gives Tam, it's Asur. If it doesn't give Tam, it's Mutter. So even if you have something that tastes very good, you have chocolate syrup and it falls into chicken soup, it doesn't give it a good taste. A trace of chocolate syrup. It's Mutter. Even though it's nice and Tam, but it gives a bad taste. So it's Mutter. Now if somehow later you'll be Mishabeach it, then it'll become Asur again. Unless it's Arei Lachilas Ger. That'll be a separate reason. This is the aside of the Rashba. As I said, Reb Chaim says that Shita to Rambam as well, and this is the Iker Shita in Halach. Now this means that in Taruvis, the Gedarim are different. The Gedarim of Roy Lachila and Eidei Roy Lachila are different than.
We don't
say Tav Kekar. We don't say Tav Kekar on. Tav Kekar is only on a Bliya. The Bliya, the Ben, you're not allowed to eat. You have to take out the Ben, throw it away, then you have the Bliya. That's what it has to say. So there are two separate dinos, the din of Taruvis and the din of Achila. And that's the difference between Sif Beis and Sif Dalet. Sif Beis was just talking about the Guf HaPas, Pasha Ipsha, Pasha, which became a ruin by itself. That pass is only if it's Darvay Lachivas Kelim. But Sheikhed, if it's in the Taruvitz, Mishlosha Mishnabura, Haidu Chavitz Ma'alya, delicious Chavitz. Rakaidation is Arev, Eine Roy Lamaycho. And because it mixed, that's why it's Darvay Lachivas. Then it's totally an Achivas Azam.
You said both foods are Darvay Lachivas Azam?
What?
Right.
I think this fell into for both the sugar.
But
the mixture,
and somebody we took out
hummus,
or
hummus
stayed
in it. You have to take out the bed, unless it's dissolved, in which case it'll be back to back again. The bed, of course, you have to remove it.
If it's not the ends.
When something dissolves, that's called tap kick. When something dissolves into it, that's lach balach, or lach balach is tap kick.
So
it goes all together as a base. Right, it goes all together as a base. It goes together as a which is anyway lachimah. Now this, of course, it's talking about potu b'rayv. If it's not potu b'rayv, then it has nothing to do with tap kick. If it's rayv chametz, then it has nothing to do with tap kick. We're talking about meal chametz. And that's where this halacha applies. Now this means that in cases of medicine, I'm not talking about liquid medicine, but solid medicine, all you have to know is that if it doesn't have a good taste, lachilas adam is mutter, as long as it's not roiv chametz. As long as it's not roiv chametz, it's mutter. There are some, but there are very few medicines that are roiv chametz. Whenever they have a choice, they don't put in chametz at all because of people who have allergies to wheat products. And it's very rare. So here we have a big chiddush. We have a chiddush that any roi lachilas adam is a heter unto itself. There is a chumas haran which I don't think applies to medicine. But the Ran also says there are two din, the din of be'en and the din of taruvis. But whereas the Rashba says there are two different parshas in the Torah. One is roi lager and one is tamkeiker. The Ran says no, it all has to do with roi lager. If it's something that a ger wouldn't put in, a ger wouldn't put chicken soup into, wouldn't put chocolate syrup into his chicken soup. So that's also called Eider Roy Lager. Because a ger wouldn't add it in. That's how the Ron explains these two deeds. In most cases, it's very little nafkamina. However, the Ron itself says this is nafkamina. Sometimes you add things, not because it gives it a good taste, but for the kavos, to add the amount that you have. It's sort of when you make a filter fish, you put a matzah mail. So a little amount of matzah mail makes the fish taste good. But like in yeshiva, they can't afford so much fish. So they put in a lot of matzah mail. Why are they putting in so much matzah mail? Of the thing. I once gave a share on the fact that the shadow of the bar minute is a specific one. Filter fish, they still serve, I don't know, they used to serve one night a week. And milk and kasaf and filter fish. So we were sitting there, the subject of the bar minute is idle. The gefilte fish, no small thing. It barely tastes on fish, and it's mostly matzah mail. So the Ran says that if you're eating in the commas, a ger would eat it for commas. And it makes it taste terrible when there. But I mean, it was terrible. So then the guy would add the comma, and he says then it would be us. Now this could be a nafkamina in a pill where chametz is added for other reasons, as a binder to give, every pill has something that's a binder that binds together the medicinal properties of the pill. And in theory, if you have chametz, which was there as a binder according to the Rana, it would be usher. It's not clear if we paskin like the Rana or not. Somewhere later that Haran Choychech Behetazu, he says on the Rashba. However, Loch Lamaisa,
the
Fulvi Mutter, it's not Rael Chavis Kalev, it's the Chavi Mutter, they had them. But the fact is that today, the binders in all the medicines are not covered sticks. They're all stearates of one type, magnesium stearate or some other stearate. They're all other products, and they're all other products. In fact, it becomes really, even like Duran, you want to be choychich lahach, like Duran, if there is no chametz in it, even if there is chametz in it, it's not as a binder, and it's not right, it's right, it's always a problem, and it's awesome.
When do you write the shishim?
Because Bidat Torah thinks about the Baraj. Where does the number shishim come from? Tam Kiker. It's an estimation that a 60 year gives time. So it's totally Tam Kiker. Before the shishim, you still taste it, it's awesome. Because the din is not a din of shishim, it's a din of Tam Kiker. Yeah, but if it's less than shishim, what's this possible variety? It's totally in Tav Kiker. And Tav Kiker is what? Tav Kiker is a nice Tama Shvach. It has to give a good taste. If it doesn't give a good taste, then it's not. So these are the basic outlines of the medicinal issues. Mr. Shem, we'll continue.